He found her in bed, a book propped up against her knees. It appeared she'd gone back to romance.
No more war books?
He held up the three he had brought with him, his reason for being here, his excuse.
Only during the day.
She sat up, gathering the blankets around her waist.
What are those?
More texts I thought you might be interested in.
He set them on the desk. Nesta dipped her chin in a shallow nod, her long braid bobbing over her chest with the movement. She wore a long-sleeved nightgown and, though there was no fire in the hearth, the room stayed warm, as if the house had noted her dislike for fires and heated it another way. He forced himself to move from the desk to aim for her door again.
Was it not good for you?
Cassian turned slowly.
What?
A flush stained her cheeks as she lifted her chin.
Was the sex not good for you?
Why would you ask that?
Nesta's throat bobbed. Fuck, was she really that unsure of him?
You left quickly and didn't seek me out again.
I left quickly because I needed to keep some pieces of myself intact.
You've been focused on training.
Her eyes flickered with something like hurt.
All right, well, good night.
I didn't mean it like that. Fuck, Nesta.
He stalked toward the bed and she straightened again, peering at him as he towered over her.
How could I be so selfish to demand more sex from you when you're so invested in training?
It's not a demand if both sides want it. And I just worry you didn't enjoy it as much as I did.
You think I haven't sought you out because I didn't enjoy myself?
When she said nothing, he braced his hands on either side of her and leaned in to breathe in her scent.
I enjoyed myself too much. I've thought about it for days and days.
Cassian smiled against the soft shell of her ear. He loved seeing that icy exterior crumble, seeing how he affected her.